The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Gimel, the Gemara, beginning of Amud Aleph, mentions the Isser of Hashchosas Peois Hazakon. So let's talk a little bit about the halachas of this Isser. Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei Kufpei Aleph, Sif Yud, says as follows: Ein Echayev al Hashchosas Paas Hazakon Elo Betar. The Isser of Hashchosas Paas Hazakon is only with a tar, a razor. Avol b'mispirayim mutter afilu kantar. Scissors is mutter, even if it's kantar, even if it goes very close. In the previous Shein of Beis, we discussed in detail the definition of mispirayim kantar. But that was negay over there in Hakafas HaRosh. But in Hashchosas HaZakon, Shulchan Aruch is saying that although there are machmirim by Peis HaRosh, by Peis HaZakon, it would be mutter unless it's a tar mamish. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. However, the Shach over here brings from the Bach that he's machmir even in his Brahim Kantar. And the Shach, the Maisa, comes out that it's a Chumrah, Havod Loisef Allah. We don't have to be chayish for that. The Maisa, we can't completely disregard this Chumrah because the Chassam Sefer is chayish for it. And therefore, somebody wants to be machmir, it would certainly be proper. The Chassam Sefer is in Yerdei Chelik Beis. But somebody wants to be mekel like the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, certainly harshus biyadei. Okay, that's as far as what the person is using. What is the location of the peis hazakon? So the Mechaber says in Sifir Aleph, peis hazakon him hey. There are five peis hazakon. There are many different sheets in the Rishonim as to the location of these five spots. Lefichoch, therefore, says the Mechaber, yirei shemayim yetsei es kulam. Somebody who's Yerei Shemayim should be Yaitz all the days. How do you do that? Zok to Mechaber, V'la Yadr, Taro, Kol Zekonai, Klal. A person should not use a razor, a tar, on any part of his facial hair. And there are Molech Suha, Filo Tachas Hagari. Even underneath the chin, by the throat, a person should not use any kind of a razor. That's what it says over here. So, Shiloh, that everybody, many people are interested in, is what about using electric shavers? Is that mutter on the face or not? So, Pashas L'chayr would be that it should be awesome, because the machines get very, very close. And in fact, Kiyudua, already 100 years ago, the Chafetz Chaim, in his Likutei Halachas, the Masechta Makis, writes that somebody who uses a Mechaynes Giluach, a shaver, which obviously in his time, which I don't even think it was electric, I think it was more manually powered, but even if it was electric, in any case, it certainly was not as close, anyway near as close as the shavers we use today. They're constantly being mechadish and innovating, technology is advancing, which for the goyim is wonderful, it gets closer and closer. For us, of course, the better the machines get, the more chomer it gets. In any case, the Chafetz Chaim writes that if somebody uses it, he's over al mashakasa betayru fazakonum la yigalechu v'shoymer nafshay yirchak mizem oid. A person should stay very far away from it. Chazaynish kiyudua was very machmer about using shavers. In the Mechas Yitzchok, Chelek Dalitz, in the Kofiyud Gimel, he brings that somebody spoke to the Chazaynish and he asked him, is it true that the Chazaynish said that Yirei Shemayim should not use a shaver? So the Chazaynish answered, no, it's not true. It's not only an issur for Yirei Shemayim, it's an issur for everybody. And then the Shoyel said to the Chazaynish, maybe you could be mechalek between the different models, that there was a company named the Shik. He said, maybe the Shik ones you can't use, but other chevres, other companies, doesn't get so close. And the Chazaynish answered, no, they're all kitar, and they're all asur. The Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalet, Simen Tzadik Vav also writes that he discussed it with the Chazaynish, and the Chazaynish held its poshet that every electric shaver is osur. Others who are machmer also, the Chabal and Bana'imim, Yeredei Chelek Dal, Simon Chav Zayin, and Rav Yoshev and Kovitz Trumas, Chelek Alef, Simon Lamed Beis, he says they're all osur. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kidua, says over from his father, the stipler, that it's also, he says, anybody uses a shaver is over chamisha lavin every time he does it. So those are the machamirim, among others. Me'iduch gisa, there are makilim. What's the svar to be mekel? So there's a tshuva from the Hartzvi, where he says that the way the shaver works is, there is a piece inside that's moving, and then there's a screen on the edge of the shaver, which is what touches your face. That screen is a hefsek between the piece that's cutting and the hair. So he says you could shave without pressing it hard against your face, and if you do that, it won't come out so close. So that's mutter. Aye, maybe by mistake you'll push it close. So he says that's enemis kavin, it's not obsecration, so it's mutter. The Chalkas Yankiv, the Chalik Gimel Tzimalamet also says this, and it's brought that Reb Chaim Eiser was matter. We don't know exactly why, but Reb Chaim Eiser was matter. This is brought in the Trubis van Hoggis from Reb Shtermuch, Simen Chelik Aleph, Simen Tov Nun Tes. Okay, so we have a machlokes. It would seem the Pashtus is it should be aser. You're getting very close with the shavers, so we have a svara maybe to be matter because you don't have to do it so close as Einim Skaven. All right, so first of all, obviously we don't know if Rav Tzvi Pesach would be matter on today's shavers. I don't know if it's even shaykh to say that a person could try not to get close. That's partially the way it works. And even if you say that, so you'll try not to get close and becomes Einim Skaven. I don't know if it becomes a psikresha already. Maybe it's a sadik psikresha. And also it's hard to say he's not miskaven, because Lamaisa, he really wants a close shave, especially certain people, many people, they're not stop shaving for fun. They're shaving because they have to look a certain way to go to work, to go to certain places, and they really want it to be as close as possible. So it's very hard to say that at the same time you're trying to shave closely, you're mechaven not to shave closely. That's just not so bashed. Now there is another heter over here, it's a fascinating heter, that Kiyadua Ramesha was matter to use shavers. So what was his reason? So in the Sefer Megid Givas Eilam, Amit Tzadikei, he brings a Marid Gazach. He says that Ramesha was not simply Seimach on saying that it's not close enough, which others held, like we said from Tzvi Pesach, it's not so close. Rav Henkin also held like that. Ramesha said a different svar completely. He said, the Mechaba says, the Rambam Mechaba say, that a tar is also. What's a tar? A tar is a razor. What does a razor do? A razor cuts. Ramesha said, shavers don't cut. He said, Lamashal, if you would take two glasses, two drinking glasses, and put a hair in between the two glasses, and rub the glasses one against the other, what's going to happen to the hair? It's going to come apart. Why? It's not getting cut. Rather, it's getting ground. So Ramesha said that the way the shavers work, there's no blade, it's not cutting. What's it doing? There's a piece inside that's moving back and forth very rapidly. And there's a pressure, there's a friction on the hair, and the mela, it comes off, but it's not really cut, it's ground. So Dr. Ramesha, a maisa tchina is not a maisa chaticha, it's not chituch, it's tchina. In fact, somebody asked Ramesha, he brings over the end of Megad Givas Eilam, that one person asked Ramesha, is there a makom to be machmir keneged this svara? So Ramesha said, yeah, it's like being machmir not to cut chalas on Shabbos because it's kaitzer, because you're harvesting the chalas. So obviously that's ridiculous. He held his mamish just as ridiculous over here. Okay, so obviously what Ramesha is saying is a tremendous chiddush, and come out all the paiskim did not hold of it. Even the matirim, as we saw, said other svaras, they did not say that. But what's interesting is that he brings over there also from Ramesha that it's an interesting thing that such a Shaila Metsuya, which Ramesha was definitely yes, scores of times, did not find its way into the Ramesha. So what's the reason? There has to be a good reason for it. So he brings there that Ramesha did not want to write a truth about it because he held that even though there's no lav of Hashchasa and it's completely Mutter Min Hadin, but a Tzuris HaYehudi, the Tzuruf and Ayid, is mitabard. And I guess he didn't want to encourage people to shave. If you'd write a tshuva that it's mutter, there's nothing wrong with it. Everyone's going to say, oh, look, Ramesh says it's mutter. So if somebody asked him, he would tell him the halacha. But he didn't want to go ahead and encourage that, which is mechudish. I don't think the Adam realizes this. Everybody knows the Chazanish held like that. He writes in the Nigeres that the tzur of a yid is with a beard, even if you, right, he writes about using the sam, the cream. He says something like, even if it's not sam hamavis, meaning there's no iser, Avogam Sam Chaim Enoi. But it's not tamachayim, meaning it's not a good thing. Why? Because the chazan ishal, the tzuruf yid is metapard. So we all know that. But the chiddush over here is that even Ramosha, who was the grace of matir, and so many people are being matir shaving based on Ramosha, but Ramosha himself did not hold of it. He held, you should not do it. It's not the tzuruf and ayid. Look, if you have to do it for business, fine. But it's not, it should, it's not to be encouraged. It's not the proper way that ayid should be. In the Gilui Marsha, in Simikuf Be'alef, he brings as follows. He says, Al Pi HaKabbalah, Ayin Shuvis Be'er Esik Simen Ayin, L'chalek Ben Dori Eretz Yisrael L'Dori Chutz Loretz, that even if you got out of the Isser, let's say using the Mesperayim, so there's certainly no Isser, but Al Pi HaKabbalah, Dori Eretz Yisrael, people living in Eretz Yisrael should be more Machmir, and also he says, Ben Misha Teirasa Yum Nosei, and somebody who's not Teirasa Yum Nosei, a person who's Talmud Chacham, Teirasa Yum Nosei certainly should have a beard. And he brings Mikama Gedolim Mikubanim Talmidei Ha'ari Shagilchus Kanam B'Misperayim. He says they were Talmidei Ha'ari who did shave, not shave, who used the scissors and they cut their beards. However, it is brought from the Ha'ari, and the Behetav over here brings in Pesachei Tshuva, Ha'ari Lo Ha'ayim Megalech Klal. Ha'ari held not to shave, not to cut the hair at all. Loi B'Tarv, Loi B'Misperayim, Loi B'Shil Mokayim Klal. Not to cut any hair on the face, except the mustache, if it's ma'akav achila, ha'yichaydech misperayim, we cut that with the scissors. Not only that, but he's nizr shalei liga miskonei, shamei ye'yokir chas v'shalom v'esarais, if he'd be careful not to even touch his beard, so that he shouldn't have two sires coming out. Now what's wrong with that? So he fears, oh, he's nimtza paigim be'ikr. I'm sorry, nimtza paigim be'ikr tzinar echad chas v'shalom. So the reason is alfi kabbalah. But as far as halacha, to touch the beard, and even if hair's come out, it's not a problem, as the Chassam Seifer says, it's brought in the Pesach Tshuva Yitzhak Kotten Gimel, Chassam Seifer says, Mekuf Lamites, he was asked by Reb Kiva Eger, that how is a person allowed to comb his beard, that L'chair should be Aser, Machmas Isra Ashchas Asazakon, and the Chassam Seifer is Meirich, he's different Svaras, L'maisa, he comes out at its mutter, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe that I saw from the Chazon Ish also that Ikr is like the Chassam Seifer, that it is mutar al pidin to comb the beard. You don't have to worry that hairs will come out. It's not something to be nervous about. The Arizal, machmas kfushasa, yirapi kabbalah, was machmer not to do it. But the Ikr adin, it would be mutar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.